Blog Talk Radio.
Victoria, she made me do nothing in me.
Good morning, everybody. I'm like, oh, my gosh, how about, guys, I had pressed live, didn't even know I was live. Wait a minute, I had to go back. I don't know what in the world. So hold on just one moment. Good morning to everybody hopping on here. Let's see who dialed in. Amen and good morning and happy holidays to everybody. Happy holidays to everyone. Amen. Let me see something on here. So just waiting for some folk to hop on here. So good morning to everybody. Good morning, good morning. Amen. So pray for me this morning. I had to go back and delete that because I didn't even realize that I was already on and that I was already on. And so I had to go back and I had to delete that. Amen and amen. So I see someone dialed in. I am so super excited and happy on today. Yes, God. So on today, we're going to be talking about when wintertime comes. When wintertime comes, oh, my God, we had such a great conversation on last week talking about when wintertime comes, just being in that place where you feel defeated, where you feel lonely, where you feel like, oh, my God, like, who's here for me? When you feel like, Lord, I just feel so lonely around this time, and I just come to tell you, I've been at that place feeling so lonely around the time around holiday time, is when you see a lot of people walking around, everybody's hugging, everybody's so in love, and, you know, it's like, and you're like, okay, what about me? But I just bless God today. Good morning, Sister Jewel. How are you? Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, so, and you be at the place where you feel like, oh, my gosh, Lord, you know, what about me, Father? What about me? But don't you know that God is right there for you and God sees everything, knows everything. He's so powerful and he's so all-knowing. And I just bless God because he's so powerful. And in those times when we feel like we're defeated, when we feel like, oh, my gosh, you know, Lord, how can I even move past this place? Let me tell you, you can move past that name. I struggled with this because I was going to come from another topic. But, you know, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. So I am glad, and it is all done, and it is all good. And I say that to say that to you, sometimes you can struggle so bad with a decision. You can struggle so bad at what God gives to you, and it's like, Lord, which way do I go? Are you telling me to go right, or are you telling me to go left? Hallelujah. But don't you know, if you keep pushing, you keep praying, you keep fasting, being obedient to the Lord, he will reveal which way he wants you to go. So during this holiday season, give somebody a call. Let them know that you love them, even when you feel lonely. I feel like those are times when I'm feeling lonely. When I reach out to somebody else and encourage them, it fills me up. Hallelujah. It fills me up. Because what we talked about the other week, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And it is. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Good morning, everybody.
The joy of the Lord is your strength. And when you just move past yourself, we got to be in a place where we can move past who we are. Stop being so selfish where it's all about me. It's all about me all the time. No, what about all about God? What about all about him? Hallelujah. So on today, we're going to talk about when wintertime comes. And what does that mean to you when wintertime comes? Wintertime comes when it's cold outside, when you need a blanket to wrap around you. But you got to be careful whose blanket you put on you. You got to be careful who you allowing to embrace you. You got to be careful who's pouring into you. Sometimes you can be around some folk who's so negative. Everything is negative. Everything is negative. The energy is negative. You got to cut those kind of folk off, because if you don't, you'll find yourself in that same place being so negative. Hallelujah. And I know I'm right about it, because you can be in a place where sometimes you say, oh, no, we're going to let them vent. Be strong, stronger than that. I'll just let them vent. You keep letting them vent. And before you know it, everything about you is going to be love. The next person call you ain't going to say, what's wrong with you? Because you're carrying somebody else's stuff. You got to know when to let some stuff go. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to come from our scripture text today, which is John chapter 8. And let me get to that right now. Amen. Good morning, everybody. Those who are dialed in, those who are on Facebook, I bless God for you. I see you all. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm just excited about the Lord on today. I'm excited about just being pushed. Can we talk about that, when God push you out in some stuff, push you out in some things you don't want to be pushed in, you don't want to go after, but because God says go after it, you got to be obedient, you got to go after it. Steadfast and immovable. So I'm going to begin with verse, John chapter 8, verse 2. The word of the Lord reads, at dawn he appeared again in the temple courts when all the people gathered around him, and he sat down to teach them. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group and said to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. In the law, Moses commanded us to stone such a woman. Now, what do you say?" Why you gonna tell Jesus? How you gonna tell Jesus what to do when he's God Almighty? They were just trying to trick Jesus up just to see was he gonna abide by the law or not. So they were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing him. But Jesus bent down, I love this, Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let any one of you who was without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. When I tell you, God is so powerful, so mighty, so all-knowing. He knows everything. And this portion of scripture dealing with this woman the Pharisees brought to Jesus, they brought this woman to him who was caught in adultery. They never did bring the man, but they brought the woman to him. And they questioned him. Okay, according to the law, we're supposed to stone her. But what Jesus did was he started writing on the ground, like, ignoring everything they said. Because, first of all, he said he went without sin, cast the first stone. So all of you all who got skeletons in your own closet, how could you even judge this woman in her act? How could you even judge her? Start turning the mirror and looking at your own self. But the thing about it is that with this woman who they bought, what I love about this story, let me just read verse 9 to you. At this, those who heard began to go away. Isn't that something? So how about they all began to go away one at a time? The older ones first, until only Jesus was left with the woman still standing there. Jesus straightened up and asked her, woman, where are thy, where are they? Where is he? Said, no one left to condemn you. He said, woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you? Has anyone condemned you? Because by this time, Jesus is writing in the ground. We don't know what Jesus is writing, but he ignored them. She says, no, no one, sir, she says. He says, neither do I condemn you. Jesus declared, go now and leave your life of sin. He said, go now and leave your life of sin. In other words, repent, turn that thing around, and make things right. Hallelujah. But what I love about this story is that even though this woman was caught in the act, and I just want to back up some, it's not that Jesus was okaying this adultery. No, what he was doing was ignoring those who was casting stones at her. Because, see, he was a forgiving God. See, by this time when Jesus was coming, all the law was abolished. So he is like, we grace and mercy right here. But what we're going to do is we're going to forgive this woman. She's going to sin no more and go on her way. But what I love about Jesus is that even though he did condemn this woman who was in it, but he gave her a chance to get herself together. And how often when we are presented with different things in life and how we sin against the Lord, God gives us a second chance, a second win, a fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh chance to get ourselves together. We find ourselves back in the same place. But what I want to say about this woman is that when he told her, I don't condemn you either, go and sin no more. He said, go and leave your sinful life and sin no more. We didn't read no more about her in the Bible, but I guess what? We read what God said, sin and sin no more. This woman went off and forgave. He forgave her, and she forgot about that sin. Didn't forget about it, I'm sure, but she left that sin where it was, and she repented. Repentance is to turn away from that thing and not to do it again. This woman got to a place where she was tired of living how she was living. And even though when folk try to set you up, even though when folk try to sabotage you, look at God. But what I love about this woman is that she has a repentant heart. And even though she may have found herself in a lonely place, because wasn't none of her friends checking for her, nobody else was there for her, but she turned her life around. And what I commend this woman, even though she was sitting at one time in adultery with somebody else's husband, hallelujah, but what she did was she turned her life around and she sinned no more. So it didn't matter how much he was telling, how much he was giving her, what can he afford to pay for her, what he could do to shower her. She was like, I'm not the master. So how many of us have got to a place where we want a better mindset and we want joy to come back in our hearts again, when we want to be filled up by the Lord again, when we want to stop our malicious ways, sabotage them, pulling people down, throwing stones at folks, talking about them? And how about this I got to say too? When they brought this woman to Jesus and didn't bring the man, but how people gloat in other people's misery. How people, you know, always got to shine a light on somebody else's stuff. And how about those people are so happy that you're going through? Misery loves company. That's what I just don't understand. How folks can get to a point where they could be so malicious, talk about you, ridicule you, and be happy that things is not going your way. But what they did not know, that when God want to straighten some stuff out, when he want to step in the middle and dismiss some stuff, there's nothing nobody can do. So I'm saying to you on today, be steadfast and immovable. No matter what's coming your way, no matter what situation you may be in, your folks may know your business. Mm-hmm. At one time, they was all knowing mine too. But guess what? When God, the truth always comes to the light. No matter what people see, no matter what people say, the truth will come to the light. And I just want to say, and I'm not discrediting no men that may be on this call, but what I'm saying is that the woman always has to make sure she's all right. She always got to make sure that she show up okay. Because if not, they're going to hold that over your head for the rest of your life. If you ever be at a place where you see women, they, turn their life around and they deliver, but people still call them a whore. People still throwing stones at them, telling them what they are and what they not and what people said. But when a man turns his life around, everybody is rejoicing and jumping up and down like the man never did do anything. But, you know, that's what I'm saying, and I always speak to young women, tell them, you know, you got to be careful how you represent yourself. You got to be careful how you show up at places. You got to be careful because, you know, and the thing about it is that people don't have a heaven and hell to put you in. But as women, you got to show up and show up right, amen, and clean yourself up. Just don't show up because the outside is clean. But I'm talking about cleaning on the inside, hallelujah, because Jesus sees it. But what I want to say to you on today that really has been laying on my heart like all night, how people could actually sabotage you. Put your name out there because of what somebody else said, and how people actually ridicule you because they feel because somebody says something bad about you. So, you know, we looking at you in that light now. You got to know for yourself. My dad always said, the truth will come to the light. I don't care what people say about you. I don't care how they throw stones at you, what they say. Nobody has a heaven and hell to put you in but Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So even if you feel humiliated, because I know this woman felt humiliated, even if you feel humiliated in your walk, even if you feel humiliated where you are right now, don't you know that God will wipe away your tears? He will clean you up. And if we can be delivered from people, we are right. When you are delivered from people, and sometimes we feel as though every time somebody says something, we live in according to how they live. I have you, Mama. I see you. Amen. So let me take a little break right here. My mama just sent me some names. Good morning, Rasheen. Good morning, my spiritual mother, Reverend Moore. Good morning, Sandy. Good morning, Della. Good morning, Etna. And good morning, Angie Braves. Hallelujah, my niece. Amen. So what I'm saying to you is that allow God to clean you up. Allow God to clear your name. That's another thing. Allow God to clear your name. We often so hung up on people, you know, people, what they say, what they do. No, just know that you are set free. Know that God has set you free. Hallelujah. And if we can get past people, we can get past anything. Don't allow somebody to hold you where somebody else puts you. Don't allow somebody to hold you when somebody else has put you. Folk will try to put you in the pit. They will try to put you in the grave. You ain't dead. You still alive. Don't allow people to do that to you. Don't allow people to say things to make you feel less than who you are. This woman that was caught in adultery, I'm glad that she turned her life around. I'm glad that when Jesus showed up, she knew he was the Messiah, and he gave her a second chance to get her life in order. And don't turn back and do that again. Why are we always accepting somebody else's trash? Even if it's some men on our call today, why are we always picking up somebody else's trash? And so our women, we accept what somebody else has. You don't think you can have a husband of your own? You don't think that you have a wife of your own? You got to go and be around with somebody else's husband, somebody else's wife? You don't think that you're good enough to have something on your own? You want somebody else's stuff? Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. I don't want nobody else's stuff. I want what God sent me. I want to go before God and be pure and have a clean heart. Hallelujah. But just being in the midst of God turning some things around, it don't even have to be adultery for you, but it could be the way of thinking. It could be your mindset. It can be not believing God for all that he said that he was going to give to you, all the promises. Don't you know that if God said it, it shall be and it shall come to pass? If you trust and believe in God and you trust him for it, don't you know it will come to pass when you trust him? Oh, Jesus, I know I'm preaching to myself because I know there's some things that I got out there that I've been praying, I've been warring for, but I'm trusting, I'm believing God. Now, do I start second-guessing myself? Sometimes I do, because sometimes I be like, Lord, am I something that I'm doing something that's so wrong? I don't know. My mom always say I'm so hard on myself. Yeah, I do be hard on myself sometimes. Yeah, but even in the midst of being hard, God will always send you confirmation. You're doing a great job. You just got to keep on moving, keep on pushing, keep on going. So for those who are on my call on today, it doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter your height, your size, your weight. That's why with my book, A Diamond in the Garden, don't you know that you are beautiful? Don't you know that you are fierce? Don't you know that you are a diamond? You have to think about what a diamond actually goes through before it even become a diamond. So much pressure and heat. Hallelujah. But you still are a diamond. God just got to clean some stuff off of you to present you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let me tell you, I am so blessed on today. And I really had to get to a place where I can encourage myself. Because during this holiday time and me not flying home to see my family, I was on a down. They don't even know I was on a down. I was almost crying almost every day. I love my kids. I wasn't trying to bring them down. But I'm just saying, but does it mean that I will fly home? Oh, yeah, I will. Not for the holidays, but I will. But my obedience is unto God. Whatever God tells me to do, I got to do. Hallelujah. Put all my emotions aside, all my thoughts aside, and I got to, oh, I just got to be obedient to the Lord and know when he's speaking to me. And you got to know when God is speaking to you. If you got to get rid of some stuff, get rid of some stuff. And now we always say we're going to do a, what is that we do? New Year's resolution. And the whole year passed and have we did anything? Some people have and some people don't. But what I'm saying to you was today is that get rid of some stuff before the new year and really walk in that thing. Walk in that thing and be bold with it. Walk in that thing and be great with it. But don't you know that God has not forgotten about you? And even in that woman and her sick way of thinking, her sick way of living, God still showed up. He still changed her life. God still showed up. Hallelujah. If we just get to a place where God just show up, hallelujah. Allow God to show up. Allow God to be with you because he is so great and I just love him so much. God will show up if you allow him to show up. Allow him to show up. You hear me? Allow God to show up because sometimes we sabotage our own blessings. We just push it back and don't say, no, 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 I don't want because I'm afraid to go down that road. You got to go down that road because God called you to go down that road. You got to go down that road because God says go down that road. Amen?
Hi, Tori. We're praying for Pastor John. Hi, Shamisha. Reverend Burton. Hi, Sister Good. Amen.
But what I'm saying to you on today is that be steadfast and unmovable. Don't you know God is doing some great things that even though you may not feel him in the midst, even though you may not feel him working, he is working. He is working all day long, even if you don't feel him working. But what I'm saying to you on today is that be steadfast and unmovable, just like that woman who they presented to Jesus who was caught in adultery. We talked about this on last week. I wasn't even going to visit this week. I went and typed in something else, and God, I uploaded this. I said, well, God, I guess you want me to go back here again with this thing. But what I'm saying to you is that this woman cleared her way. God cleared her way, and she allowed it. Because sometimes God could open up a door for you and a path for you, and we're afraid to go through that thing because it's comfortable for us to stay. It's comfortable for us to stay in that place. It's comfortable for us to stay right where we are. But God has so much, so much more for us. When we say, no, we're going to be complacent. We're going to stay right here. Don't you know God has great things for you? Even when you look in the world and so much stuff is going on, he has so much in store for you. Don't sabotage what God has given to you. Don't dummy down what God has given you and think that you have to accept less. You don't have to accept less. That woman who they considered before Jesus, Jesus kept right on the ground because he wasn't interested in what they were saying. He said, because he was without sin, cast the first stone. Nobody could cast the stone. But what I love about this story is that this woman says, you know what? I may have been caught in adultery, but what I'm going to do for myself on today is that I'm going to move past this thing, and I'm going to come out of this situation no matter what they offer me, because I need better for my own self, better for my own life, better for my own family. So this woman walked on, and God forgave her. So what I'm saying to you on today is that even if you feel like you're in a situation where that situation feels so great to you that you know is wrong to God, I don't care if it's your way of thinking, with your bad attitude, or the way you walk, the way you present yourself, the way you do things unto the Lord, whatever that thing is to you that you know you need to come out of that thing, come up out of that thing. Amen. And stop thinking that your life is over because you've reached a certain age, or maybe you're too young for this thing. I'm 18, I'm 20, I'm in my 30s, I'm in my 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. And how can I do this work of the Lord? I have two people on my line, my mom and my spiritual mother, Dr. Moore. And when I tell you, Dr. Moore just came back from Egypt. And she's in her 80s, my mom in her 80s. But when I tell you these women be rolling and shaking things up in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, they both remind me of Caleb. When they went to go seek the land out and go to battle to get what was theirs, Caleb said, I'm in my 40s and I'm in my 80s now, but I have the same strength I had in my 40s. Can you imagine having the same strength in 80s that you have had in your 40s? And he said, in his 80s, or we can conquer this land, God blessed him and gave him Mount Hebron. He gave it to him because it was his. And God promised him that years ago. So he was able to get what God had for him in his 80s. Why? Because he said, I believe God, and he waited. And I'm not saying that we have to wait that long for blessings, because I know God has blessed each and every one of us, and there's still more blessings to come. But what I'm saying is that don't be so stuck and feel like you're too old to do this job. You're too old now to move on because you're in your 40s and your 50s. So I'm afraid to take a leap of faith. Yeah, take a leap of faith. I'm forever taking leaps of faith. Because if I jump, I know God is going to catch me. Oh, Jesus. When I jump, I know God is going to catch me. I know that he's going to secure me. I know that he's going to be there for me. Amen. My lines are open. If you press one, I'll take your call. Let me just see if somebody dial in. I know people online who dialed in. Okay, hold on. I'm going to take your call.
Good morning, Reverend Woodard. How are you?
I pray all of you. Just hold on one moment so I can bring you in. Okay, go ahead.
I just wanted to say good morning and share some love with you from Philly. And know that I love you and your family dearly, especially your sweet old mama with her young self. But
amen.
I bless God for you and your family. I just love you and your ministry, too. You help so many different people, encourages us along the way to keep holding on to God's unchanging hand and keep the faith. And do know that God is working all things together for the good, that even with this change in life, that we embrace God's newness, he got us, and he's faithful to what he does.
Mm-hmm. Amen. He's sure. Is this Evangelist Catherine?
Yes, ma'am. For some reason,
amen.
I can hear you clearer on the phone because something goes wrong with my Facebook. It be skipping. So when I call in,
okay.
I can hear you just clear. So I bless God for that. So that's why I called in.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, sister. Amen.
God,
God bless
you even more. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Amen. Amen. So anybody else want to press one, I'll take your call. Amen. God, you could just say anything. Amen. About the topic we're talking about or something else you want to talk, that's fine. Hallelujah. When I tell you God is so faithful, y'all, amen. That was Evangelist Catherine. She just called to say Merry Christmas, say that God is faithful, and yes, he is faithful. When I tell you he is faithful, he is faithful. My mom always said, you got to be so transparent every time you come on. You just tell everything. Yeah, I do. I do, because I just want people to feel what I feel. I want people to get the word and be glad and be hopeful in the Lord. Hallelujah. So my broadcast is getting ready to end, you guys. Be encouraged. How about on this Friday, you all got to go and register for a Diamond in the Garden book talk. This is our last book talk. It don't matter if you miss the other two. That's fine. If you have purchased the book, if you didn't purchase the book, I still want you to be on the call. You can go to my Facebook page on Hope Victorious and register, and I'll send you out the link for this Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's going to be off the chain. I love it because it's an intimate setting. We be able to share, talk about things, and it's so bomb, guys. So
you got to register so you can come on. And for our last book talk, which is The Diamond Garden, thank all of you, amen, for purchasing my book. Hi, Cousin Tracy, how are you? Amen and amen. So my broadcast is ending, guys, and I so appreciate you all on today for coming in and joining in with me. And Merry Christmas to everybody. And if you want some stocking stuffers, you can go to my Facebook, my Hope Victorious page, which is www.hopevictorious.com. I got some good goodies on there for you, and I'll ship them all. It got to be between today and tomorrow before the 14th so you can get your packages. So, and I'll ship them all to you. Amen. So if you visit my store, some great stocking stuffers, and I'll send it all out to you. Amen. So we're going to pray. Amen. And I'll go back and read your comments and comment after I get off the broadcast sometime today. Amen. So let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise, oh God. I thank you for today and I thank you for every day, God. I thank you for those who have joined us on this podcast on today, God. Thank you for moving and shaking and doing your thing on today as always, God. God, I love you and I adore you, Father. God, we ask that, God, we just thank you, God, for Pastor John Brown on today, God. His wife who has joined us on today, I thank you for healing them, God. I thank you for speedy recovery, God. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you because you're so powerful. You're so all-knowing. I thank you, God, for healing Deacon Mutchison on today, Father. I thank you for everyone that's on this call, Father God. I thank you, God, for their lives on today. Keep them encouraged, God. Keep them in perfect peace, Father. But most of all, we thank you for your son, Jesus, dying on the cross for our sins, that we may have everlasting life. He said in thy word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe that you have raised your son, Jesus, from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you guys. Go in peace. Know that God loves you and he's on your side. And how about I wanted to say this Sunday, oh my gosh, Pastor Paul, my little brother had preached at Grace St. Matthew, and whew, he preached heaven down, didn't he, Dr. Moore? Oh, my God. 4RL invited him in, Reverend Burton and the rest of the 4RL invited him in. This is like his fourth year coming in, and God bless him. Mommy said that he preached. I went on YouTube and was like, watch the replay. God bless you all. I love you all so much, and I see you all again on next Tuesday. Be careful out there. Be safe, and just be encouraged on today. Know that God loves you. Know that he cares for you, and even though you're in the midst of praying and you may feel like you don't hear God, God is speaking, but you got to just hold on. And God will answer you. Hold on, and he will show up. He will show up. God will show up, but you've got to hang in there and keep on praying, keep on fasting, keep on moving in the Lord because he will. Amen. And also continue to touch Sister Raji on today. Amen. So God bless you all, and I love you, and I'll see you all on next Tuesday. Bye.